mornings with Ted and PK. 7:45. Squirrel. Wait, what? Remember that, PK? You know, people do that?
Absolutely. Something I do that all the time.
Pulls your attention away. It's kind of become to be a little funny catchphrase, but it actually is a serious thing when you're dealing with ADD or ADHD and distraction, and there's medication for it, but there's also another problem now that there is medication rampant in our society.
Dr. Linda Mintel is our guest this morning, and Linda, tell us a little bit about what you're finding. I know I have some experience, too, from just friends of my kids, too, and the things that I hear that have happened, even going back to high school, how they're just giving each other their Adderall. You can get Adderall online, which can be a very dangerous thing. What are you finding?
Well, I'm glad you guys are talking about this, because it is a problem that we need to be aware of and paying attention to. Now, ADHD is a legitimate psychiatric diagnosis, and it's based in neurobiology. So that's an important point to remember, that there's neurobiology going on here with that disorder, which means that there is something happening in the brain that the medication actually fixes. But what people don't understand is that people that have ADHD are understimulated in parts of their brain. And what the medication does is it just brings it up to normal and allows them then to focus, to be less impulsive, to be able to stay on task and to complete things and do what they need to do. And for people that have ADHD, it's like a miracle drug almost for some people. I mean, it really does make a difference. And I know there's a lot of controversy about, are we over-prescribing and do we think too many people are when they're not, all of that. But set that aside. So we've got some legitimate kids in high school and in college who take that medication to help them focus and to get through the assignments and to stay on task and to be able to get the information and use it and all that good stuff. Well, a lot of kids in colleges and in high schools are now saying, well, you know what? What would happen if I took Adderall? And they call it Addy. It's like, it's well known in the dorms and in high schools. And they say, you know, if I take it, then I'll just be able to concentrate better and I'll be able to do better on that test. And if the reason it's such a dangerous trend is because there are some very serious side effects that can be caused by this. And you have to remember that when someone is prescribed an ADHD medication, they're under the supervision of a physician. So they're being carefully monitored to make sure that those symptoms are not occurring and that there aren't any interactive effects with other drugs or maybe even some herbs or some kind of natural medicine that they're taking. So this is not something you take lightly. And it is a prescribed drug, which means taking someone else's prescription is absolutely illegal. So what can happen to these kids? You can have dangerously high blood pressure. You can have irregular heartbeat, difficulty breathing, seizures, tremors, and mood disorders can happen as a result of this. So there's even a danger if you use it a lot and you use it repeatedly. There's a danger of stroke and even changes in the brain where you get confused and you begin to hallucinate and have delusions and get paranoid. So this is nothing to play with in terms of taking it to do better on a test.
But kids don't think about that. And for $10 a pill, which is kind of the going rate on campuses, it's an easy fix to getting a higher test grade. And so they don't think of the long-term effects. This is a scary thing.
Right. And then there's a number of people who are taking it because one of the side effects, particularly with Adderall, is that you lose your appetite and you don't want to eat very much. So now I'm even seeing a lot of women taking this drug as a way of losing weight. So they're taking it to think, well, yeah, like you're just saying, PK, I could get a better score. What if I did this? I could get a better score and I could focus better on the test. But it's dangerous. And the part I keep telling kids, look at me, it's illegal. You cannot share prescription medications. That's an illegal act. And the reason is to protect you. It's not something that we're just trying to say, we don't want you to get a better score. We don't want people taking medications that are serious like that if they don't have the disorder and they don't need it.
Dr. Linda, are there things that parents can be watching for to see maybe if their child is experimenting with this?
I think just having the conversation about this, that this is not some just, you know, focus drug. A lot of times when I talk to kids in the college here, because I'm here at Liberty University, and a lot of times when I'm talking to them, you know, they're like, well, it's not that big of a deal, is it? It just helps me focus better. And I'm like, no, you have no understanding of what that prescription drug does. So for parents, first of all, if you have a child who has an ADHD medication, you need to have the conversation about do not share this with anybody. You are committing a crime when you do that. You're giving this medication to somebody else. That is illegal. It's illegal for you to share it, and it's illegal for them to take it. So I think just saying that to your college kid or your high school kid might help. And then secondly, if you talk about, if you give that medication to someone and they start to have delusions or become paranoid or they get have problems breathing, they could have a seizure. Can you imagine how guilty that person would feel about, oh my goodness, I gave that to that person and now they're having a serious medical issue? And then that the same is true for kids who are studying together and somebody takes it. How traumatizing would that be to be in a group of kids and suddenly see somebody have a seizure or have something happen because of that medication? So these are real life things that you need to have conversations with your high school and your college kids about, why this is just not, it's like any drug, you know, any drug has potential to be harmful. And you have to, that's why these drugs that are used for these disorders are so carefully prescribed.
And another note, too, that I've heard about, too, is that it's super easy to get these drugs online, too, without a prescription, you know, and less than reputable sources. But these Adderall pills are laced with LSD, they're laced with marijuana, they're laced with even chemicals that are not meant to be consumed, and they can have some pretty drastic side effects, too. So that's so dangerous.
It is dangerous, and that's a very good point, PK, that you don't have control when you're getting things online, and online drugs are not always the same as drugs that are prescribed in a doctor's office. So you're right. You're taking a chance on what you're going to get. And again, you don't know. And here's the thing. Everybody's biology is so individual mm-hmm. that you don't know with everybody's different conditions and how they respond to different things, where somebody might take something and they might not have a side effect. The other person can, and something terrible can happen. So again, it's a chance thing. And I know teenagers, their prefrontal lobe, ADHD or no ADHD, mm-hmm. they're not thinking and making right. use judgment too well. They're kind of impulsive developmentally at that stage. But again, having the conversations, continuing to remind them, talking about the trend, looking at maybe social media and Facebook, and just having those conversations. And it would be great for people in college, the faculty and professors, to also be talking about this before a test. If you're tempted to do this, let's think about the ramifications of that and what could actually happen. And is it really going to make that much difference in your grade? Is it worth chancing your health in order to maybe get a couple points higher on grade?
Well, thank you for bringing this to our attention today, Dr. Linda. Again, Dr. Linda Mental, our guest. You'll find links to the full blogs and her books and podcasts and everything, myfaithradio.com. Just go there, and under Faith Radio Mornings, you'll find links for Dr. Linda. Be blessed. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, Dr. Linda.
Thank you.
All right, you guys take care.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye-bye.